Hello world, welcome to a brand new episode of Bikeside Chat, a podcast by Bike East Bay. Today, we have Cara DeYoung from Bike Pleasant Hill Elementary. Cara, to kick things off, tell us a little bit more about Bike Pleasant Hill Elementary. What kind of rides do you do or encourage people to do, and who is involved?
Yeah, Bike 5PG or Bike Pleasant Hill Elementary is a bike club that I started in 2022, but the idea of it came well before that. Just wanting kids to be able to bike to school, like the old days. Because I used to live in Europe. I lived in Cambridge and before that in the Netherlands, and cycling to school was really, really common. And so when I came back to the US in 2018, I really wanted that idea in our American car culture to kind of become more prevalent. And I figured if I, like an average American driver mom, could be totally convinced that to bike my kids to school, rain or shine, while I was living in Europe, then I think probably more people could do that in my neighborhood in Pleasant Hill, California. So that's kind of where the idea of the bike club came from. And then, simply put, it's just to encourage kids to ride to school. But then what ended up happening is I learned about an app from Davis, California, which is a very bike-friendly community. And the city of Davis wanted to know how many kids were biking to school. So they employed someone to create this app called Active For Me. And it keeps the app, like, you use it to check in students with barcode scanning. You give all the kids like a little key chain with a barcode on the back, and the app checks them in, and it keeps track like a Fitbit of how many miles they've ridden, how much CO2 they've saved, and how many trips they've done cumulatively. And when I found out about that, because I'm originally from Davis, so I had friends who were telling me about that when I moved back to America from Europe, and they were like, you should really check this out. It seemed like a perfect application to use at my local elementary school where I wanted to start this bike club, mostly because it gets kids excited about it. It's not just like, you should bike to school because it's a good idea, or like, it's good for the earth, or it's good for you. It's like, now we're doing a thing. Now we are all coming together behind this idea of something. So in this situation, it was Bike PHE, the name of the club. So another parent at our school joined me in kind of helping to roll this out at the beginning, and we called it Walk and Roll Wednesdays. And so when kids came to school on a Wednesday, they walk or roll to school, then they got checked in and we started using this app, and kids and parents were loving it. And it really encouraged people to get out of the car and just try biking or walking to school. And because it was only once a week, it was like, okay, maybe the rest of the week, no, but on Wednesday we can try. Like, we know this is a good idea, and so we can try. And we have seen like incredible success.
That's fantastic. I'm smiling just thinking about it.
Since we're talking about bike things, like, just to give you a little bit of statistics, the app keeps track of tons of stuff. Everything is self-reported so that it doesn't keep track of like data of children. So if someone registers to be part of BikePHE and Walk and Roll Wednesday, then they just say like, this is how far it is that we'll be traveling by foot or on our bikes from our house, like 1 mile or 2 miles or whatever. And then that's what the app uses to kind of keep track of things. So our program is walk and roll. I wanted it to be totally inclusive, so anyone could be involved, even people who live far away, because then they could park and walk. You know, we always say just park outside of the hot zone of our school, because one of the goals is to get, you know, smog and congestion and traffic down around our school, and then just walk in and you can still be part of the program. But one of the fun things that we've been keeping track of, and also, I mean, my personal passion is active transportation on a bike, because I feel like walking is really great, but also really takes a long time. Whereas if you're driving somewhere and your other option is biking, it's usually around the same amount of time, maybe like 5 minutes longer or 10 minutes longer. And most people have that kind of minutes to spare. But if you're walking, like, it might be 30 minutes longer or something. So for me personally, my passion is bikes and just trying to have people consider getting on their bike versus getting in the car, even if it's just for like one thing, like riding to school instead of driving to school. So we've been keeping track of how many bikes are in our parking. We call it our bike shed, like where people park their bikes at the school. And before the program, we had like 10, to maybe 15 bikes on average in our bike shed. Like that was kind of a typical good weather day bike parking situation. Mm-hmm. And then once our program started in 2022, that was in September 2022, we had about 30 bikes in the shed on non-Wednesdays. And on Wednesday, we could have as many as 90 bikes in the shed. And then this year, this past year, 2023-24, that was our second year doing it, our typical non-Wednesday bike parking situation, again, on a regular non-rainy day, rain changes everything, but was about 50 bikes typically. And on a Wednesday, it was between 60 and 120 bikes. So it's completely changed the culture of our school and what feels normal for kids and parents in terms of getting to school on a bike. Whereas before the program, people were saying to me, like when I was just dreaming it up and, you know, trying to get permission from the principal and find funding and I was just kind of talking about the idea. People were like, no, we'll never be able to do that. It's too dangerous. These roads are difficult. And it's true. They are difficult. And it isn't easy. And yet, with more people biking to school, we have better drivers. We have less traffic. And it does make it easier and safer for those who are getting to school in an active way. So overall, it's just been incredibly exciting to see.
Those numbers speak for themselves. What would you say made that happen?
It's about being part of something bigger. Like I remember, one of the parents who was partnering with me at the beginning, who was excited about this idea when I was sharing it before it came to fruition. I remember sharing with them like, okay, I found this app in Davis. I think we're going to do this. And the other parent was like, why? I just count the bikes every day. We don't need to keep track of bikes through an app, you know? And I feel like that probably represents a lot of people's perspective. Like all that's happening here is accounting app. And in essence it is, but actually the idea is bigger than that, right? Like it's the idea of being a part of something as a group that's really good. And I think kids know that, like, it's good for me. It's good for the environment. It's good for our school. And parents know that as well. And so if it's just one person saying, I should ride my bike, I mean, that's like the same as saying, I should not eat French fries. Like that's hard to do on a one-on-one basis. But if we're all doing it together, then there's an accountability there and also a community aspect that I think our school has really gotten behind and totally loved. When we do the Walk and Roll Wednesday, it's like a little bit of a celebration. Like we have cones and like colorful flags, and the people who are checking the kids in wear high visibility vests so that we are visible. I mean, the idea behind that was we want to be visible. There's going to be like large groups of children and we want it to be really clear what's happening. That's where the cones and the flags and the visibility vests came from. But at the same time, it makes it official. It makes it fun. We often have music happening at like our little stations where we check in the kids, and the people who are doing it, like the kids are excited about it. So the adults who are checking in, or we have a fifth grade leadership team that helps check in. They're welcoming the kids. Like that's a big part of it, where we say you are the first person who is contacting the child when they get to school. You can make their day amazing just by saying, well done, way to get to school in an active way, like good job, welcome to school, like anything along those lines, and kids walk away with a smile. So what we found at the very, very beginning of Walk and Roll Wednesday was parents were a little bit like, I mean, I definitely had parents coming up to me saying, no, thank you. Like, you just made my life so terrible because now I have to, like, get to school on a bike with my kid. And I'm not super excited about that. But the kids were waking up in the morning saying, it's Wednesday, we got to go to school on our bike. And so then the parents were like, fine. Well, okay, I definitely had a few people saying that to me at the beginning. And then those same people after a few months were like, thank you so much for this program. I'm now biking to work because why not? I'm already biking to school with my kids. So I'll just carry on going to school to work on my bike. And I never would have done this without this program. So for me, like, that was amazing. And back to your point of like, why is this working? I think it's because it's a community activity. It's fun, it's positive, and once you see other people doing something, it's easier to get behind it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're clearly very motivated. The students are very motivating, and they are motivating their parents too.
Yeah,
that enthusiasm is contagious.
Sorry, that's my dog. Yes, I definitely think so. I mean, I think if the kids were like, boo, fine, we have to, and it was another thing, and I think that's why the original parents were saying to me, initially, like, what, you made us do another thing, because they were thinking, we're going to have to make our kids do this, it's another thing on our list, and in fact, it was completely opposite. It was kid, run, kid, kid oriented. I don't know. It was just coming from the kids. And the other thing that's happened is as kids started biking to school, especially those older fourth and fifth graders, with their parents then began feeling more comfortable with them being more independent on their bikes. And eventually a number of our fifth graders and even fourth graders started biking alone, which was like, it's just funny to like see those kids biking to school every day on their own when like at the beginning of the year, the parents were like, oh, they can't do it. It's unsafe. But it was actually like, no, it's totally fine. You don't even have to cross a busy road. You're just not used to it. You know, I think that's the thing. That was the reason why I wanted to start this program, because when I lived in Holland and in England and was biking around, I did that because I saw other people like myself, like women who weren't necessarily super fit looking, but just like regular women biking around with their kids on their bike. And I thought, wow, if you can do that, surely I can do that. And I think that's what we've seen at the school.
Talking about enthusiasm, what makes you the most excited about Bike PhE?
Oh, man. What makes me most excited? Well, it's just that it's working. I mean, because it was initially an idea that came out of, like I said, my own experience. And just thinking, if this happened to me, I think this could happen to other people. And then seeing that actually come to fruition in a huge way with, I mean, at this point, so we're going to start our third year in a couple weeks when our school starts. We have over half of our student body, 60% of our student body enrolled in the program, and almost half of the students who are in, so almost half of the student body also participating. So we keep track of trips when children, at this point, we didn't start this way, but at this point, when children accumulate four trips, every fourth trip, they get like a little incentive, which is a little teeny charm. We our school mascot is the dino. So we have a little dino charm and we give it to them and they put it on their barcode scan tag, a key ring, and then they can keep it on their backpack. And that has been incredibly motivating for children. And we can also see like how many kids got their first charm. And this past year, I think we had 260 children get their first charm, which means 260 kids came to school in an active way at least four times. You know what I mean? And to me, that's just incredibly exciting because that's a huge amount of children coming to school on their own power rather than in a car. I mean, that's having an effect, you know? So yeah, that's what makes me super, super excited. And then it makes me excited to try and bring this program to other schools as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your favorite place to bike around and why?
What is my favorite place to bike around? Okay. I think my favorite place to bike around is in the Netherlands. That's because that's where I first fell in love with this idea of active transportation. It's very flat there and it's it just holds a lot of memories for me. So, okay, that's definitely my favorite. But if we're talking about locally, I volunteer with like a lot of bike groups and people love mountain biking, going up Mount Diablo, road biking, dirt biking, gravel biking. I love to go to eat somewhere on my bike. So it doesn't matter like where we are. It doesn't matter if I'm just hanging around Pleasant Hill, going to Walnut Creek, going down to Danville. Like that is what I'm about, really, truly, active transportation. Like I just want to go to a place, and my favorite place to go is like breakfast or to go have a snack or something like that and hang out with friends and community and then bike there. Like that is literally my favorite thing, which I feel like when I hang out with bike people, they're like, so what do you ride? And I'm like, my regular bike to the store. You know what I mean? It's not very exciting, but that's why I consider myself a very average person, because I think a lot of people can get behind that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good one. I am like that too. Any events or activities coming up that you would like to tell folks about?
Yes, definitely. So with the Walk and Roll Wednesday program at Pleasant Hill Elementary School, once we started that program, I soon saw that like now we have tons of people biking to school, but not necessarily like bike people, quote unquote, who know everything there is to know about bikes. And I mean, I would include myself in that group, especially when I started active transportation. So I started a festival at our school to help support people in terms of getting their bikes ready to use. So this year will be our third year, and we have it's gotten bigger and better than ever. And the festival is called the Pleasant Hill Bike Family Fest, the Pleasant Hill BFF. And it's going to be in Pleasant Hill at the public library on September 8th from 10 to 2 p.m. And we have partnered with a bunch of vendors and other partners. We're going to all be down there. We do it in the parking lot. We are going to have pop-up obstacle courses, a dirt bike field, pop-up course in the field next door. We have helmet checks. We have bike checks. We have safe routes to school tables for each of the elementary schools in Pleasant Hill. We're going to have e-cargo demo bikes so that people can try them out and see see like, oh, I have little kids. How do I like a cargo bike? Could that work for me? And it's all free. It's all donated by our partners and vendors. And the point really is to build skills and to give education to folks. Whether you have ever ridden a bike before and love it, or you've never ridden a bike before and this is like your first time, but people are thinking, well, maybe my kid could bike, or maybe I could bike. So this is an event for everyone. We're going to have food trucks, music. It's just going to be super fun and hopefully really help people get ready to ride, whether that's to school or just to the next adventure that they have, you know, maybe going down to the restaurant like me. Pull that bike out of the garage and bring it down to the event.
Yeah, nice. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be so, so fun. And it's a representation of the collaboration that's happened over the past few years after starting the Walk and Roll program and Bike PHE. We now have that rolling at another elementary school and hopefully at more. So all of the elementary schools in Pleasant Hill are involved. The city's involved. The Rec and Park district's involved. And like I said, a number of local partners and vendors. And so it really just represents kind of our whole community coming together to try and get more kids on bikes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Is there anything else that you would like to add from what we talked about?
So the great news for this coming year is that Street Smarts Diablo and Contra Costa 511 has taken the Walk and Roll program under their wing to help spread it to more and more elementary schools in our wider community. And so I'm very excited to be a part of that. And I know that they have information about that on their website. And so I don't know if people hear about this and they want to learn more information, I would say go to the Street Smarts Diablo website, and or I've started an Instagram page called at Walk and Roll Pleasant Hill, and I would just love to give more information to anybody who would want to start something like this at their school.
Wonderful. Yeah, that was another question. I'm glad you brought that up. Best ways to connect with Bike PHE?
Yeah, so Bike PHE has an Instagram page, so that's probably the best way. And that is just like for the Pleasant Hill Elementary School Club. But then because I'm trying to, you know, just make it wider and more accessible, we've started another one called Walk and Roll Pleasant Hill. And that's kind of, I'm running that. So because this is getting bigger, this is going to be the next year, our first year where someone new has taken over the Bike PHE Club at the Pleasant Hill Elementary School. Her name's Kat Hodgson, and she is going to be running it, chairing it, directing it, and I'm kind of, you know, being her wing woman, but stepping away so that I can have space and time to try and start these programs and support other schools in doing it, as well as Street Smarts. So, yeah, that's really exciting.